The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as we enter into yet another day of weather warnings and snowy conditions, there's some feeling that frost and sub-zero temperatures are simply the norm for the winter months. And one person who holds that sentiment is Aonthu Thidhi, the leader of that party, Padraig Tobin, who says this is just normal weather for January. And he joins me on the line now. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
You are concerned about yellow, orange and red warnings when they're dished out and whether or not they're appropriate.
Yeah, I do think there's a little bit of overreaction happening in terms of all the warnings currently. Now, I do understand that there are areas under snow and they're having real difficulty. And in those situations, absolutely, the orange weather warnings are absolutely valid and people need to, you know, be careful on the roads and make sure that they change their plans accordingly in relation to that. But also, I am a little bit amused, I think, by the fact that we have status orange cold weather warnings for areas that are just probably experiencing a frost at the moment. And, you know, on Tuesday, Met Éireann put out a status orange weather cold weather warning for 22 counties. Many of those counties were dry, no snow. Many of them had their temperatures reduced to about -3. And, you know, unfortunately, when you put out those types of warnings, it does lead to a significant effect on communities. You know, in some of those areas, schools didn't open or they opened late. In my office, my constituency offices, we were getting phone calls from older people, hyper worried about the weather and what it meant for them, etc. And I think there needs to be some level of perspective put into place because, after all, it is winter.
Yeah, you can say to people, look, check outside your door, make sure that conditions are okay before you embark in the car or walk along the pavements or whatever. But you have to bear in mind the consequences for some people of even a minor fall can be quite catastrophic. If you're older and your bones are a bit brittle, you know, they can be life-changing events.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I believe that Met Éireann are doing a good job in terms of weather forecasting. Like, they have been, you know, pretty accurate in terms of, you know, what they're forecasting. And I do think, obviously, people need to have cop on, and we actually need to start putting responsibility onto people to be able to make their own decisions, you know, take the actual weather conditions into account and change their behaviour accordingly in terms of their level of ability. Absolutely. But it feels like at the moment that really, rather than giving weather, you know, cold weather orange warnings for -3 degrees, we should be giving advisories or letting people know it is going to be cold. Be careful there. And, you know, it's important to say this. There's many different weather circumstances in the country today. There are parts of the country that are covered in ice, covered in snow. And in those locations, there needs to be extreme care in relation to that. But we do need to realise that many parts of the country, it's just a normal winter's morning. Yeah. And
now, there is an argument, Padraig, that you know, when I was a kid going to school, I don't ever recall my school being closed down for frost or the prospect of ice. I remember doing drill in the schoolyard of O'Connell Schools, where we all stood on a spot and did various things, and my hands were purple and I had chilblains and all the rest. The school was still open and we still did our lessons. But I'm wondering, because of the global warming and all the rest of it, that there are many people who have no experience of those kind of conditions at all, and they need a warning.
My worry in this is that if we use weather warnings such as this too willy-nilly, what you're going to find is that people are just going to ignore weather warnings in future when it actually does mean there's a threat to life or limb. And, you know, weather warnings are important in terms of high winds, in terms of fallen trees, and in terms of actual snow. But we devalue what is a weather warning if we're saying that it's for frost. And I was speaking to a German friend of mine who lives in Ireland, and, you know, he was nuts laughing of the country completely, you know, in a panic to a certain extent, where people are clearing shelves of bread and other products on the basis of a -3 frost in many areas. And, you know, you're right. When I was young, the only time I remember school closed for cold weather was when maybe a pipe burst, etc.
Yeah.
People got their business.
Your line is breaking up a bit. I'll read some text while we're trying to recover it. This one, I live in Limerick, and the weather was as severe as we have seen since the cold snap in 2010, yet no red warning. North Cork, right through Tipperary, over to Carlow and Kilkenny, should have had a red snow warning. Nobody was prepared for that level of snowfall, including Limerick County Council. That's from Mick in Limerick. You need to talk to the hospitality industry. I know of one restaurant that had 30 cancellations for one night because of a weather warning that did not result in any bad or dangerous weather. That's from Deck. My wife's friends, all teachers in Dublin Bar 1, most Dublin teachers off or starting late. The non-Dublin teacher lives and teaches in the Burren area of Clare. She is in on time, travelling treacherous narrow roads. Go figure. That's from Brendan. There are people today without heat, light and ability to move out of their homes for a few days. That is the perspective we need. The I'm all right jacks need to have some cop on. What Pather is saying is that, yes, in some places things are very tough. But for most of the country, things are not that tough and the warnings are inappropriate. We had a yellow warning in Dublin yesterday and the paths were lethal, so it was absolutely justified. I fell on black ice, sprained my ankle, even taking care. So tell that to Pather. On weather warnings, I would agree with Pather, says another. This one, I agree wholeheartedly with Pather. Our local secondary school closed in Clare Galway yesterday. Weather absolutely fine. A number of the other schools opened at a later time. All crazy, causing chaos for industry and parents. Pather should come down to Clonmel. 4 days in, many parts of the town still covered in inches of compacted ice. We've had no help from the national government, not even an army truck. And he wants us just to cop on and change our behaviour. Sorry, I totally disagree with Pather. He's from Navan. I live in Trim. So he and I have not had to endure what other people have. So it's easy for him to say it's an overreaction. While I agree people need to take responsibility for their own safety, I also believe governments are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Pather.
Yeah, so very specifically, I am saying clearly that there are areas that are suffering. And in those areas, it is very clearly logical that there are clear weather warnings. But the truth of the matter is that there are many parts of the country that are not, and yet they are still getting weather warnings. Now, I'll give an example of this. Back in 2018, there was a red snow warning put in place by Leo Varadkar and his government. And they actually closed down schools and closed down health services in many in all the areas under those red warnings. Now, in some areas, there was absolutely no snow. There was green fields, there was dry roads, etc. And yet the schools and the health services were closed for those people. There is a cost to that. And what I'm saying is that we need to have an understanding that people, local principals, can make local decisions on the basis of the environment that they live in, and local services should be able to make local decisions about the environment that they live in, and that we need to give more power to empower local people to make logical decisions for the circumstances that are there, because there is a significant financial cost to warnings that are over the top, and there's a cost to children, there's a cost to families and parents, etc. I will say this. If we had more focus on actually gritting roads, salting roads, and dealing with fuel poverty, it would make more sense than actually just the government or ministers coming on and giving very, very much blanket warnings for areas that many of them are just dealing with normal winter weather.
One texter here says, I totally agree with Pather. All these warnings have people's heads wrecked. A huge cost to shops, pubs and restaurants as their customers stay at home. How did we ever survive before this idiotic crying wolf in many cases? And I think, Pather, the notion that we have really localised warnings and localised rules of behaviour in terms of closing schools and so on makes a lot of sense. But whether or not we have the ability to do that in an informed way, I mean, the councils are not forecasters.
Yeah, but again, going back when I was a kid at school, we were glued to the local radio and praying that our school would be closed due to snow, etc. But literally what it was, local radio would indicate what schools were open and what schools were closed as a result of the circumstances that those localities dealt with. And you know, I do think that the idea of grinding the country to a halt over many counties to a halt over a cold frost is wrong. And, you know, and absolutely give advisories and let people know that, yes, it is going to be seriously cold, and make sure that there is investment. I drove from Dublin to Meath on Sunday night, and there was snow on the road, but there was no gritting on the motorway. Some of the motorway was completely covered with snow. It was down to one lane and the traffic was slower. If we actually invested our time and efforts in making sure we were prepared with the physical issues of bad weather, I think we'd be able to keep the country open and running better in future.
Pather, thank you very much for joining us. That's the Aintu leader and TD for Meath West, Pather Tobin. From Kilbrin and Mallow, still snowed in, roads treacherous, haven't been able to leave the house in 6 days. So it's really very diverse right across the country, and we will have reporting from our various reporters around the place who'll bring us up to speed on where things are worst and perhaps where things are improving.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.